we're going to say hello to the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. How are you today?
Good. I'm doing very well. Who's robbing Peter to pay Paul, by the way?
Really,
who is Peter
know?
And who is Paul?
I don't know. I went to Hebrew school. So how are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Fine. So you guys wanted to talk a little bit about casinos.
Yes. We had a leaders meeting yesterday, and we had a good discussion. It was the first leaders meeting, and obviously there's now going to be a series of these basically about the budget, but we wind up talking about the whole agenda. Casinos, I think, could be a great opportunity, economic opportunity for upstate New York. You know, first point is we are already in the casino business. This is a case of denial. People say, well, I'm against casinos, and I think we shouldn't be in casinos. We're way past that bridge. Technically, we're in the racino business with an R, but there's no such thing in reality as a racino. When you look at these casinos that are all across the state, they all say casino. You go in and the advertising casino. So we're essentially in the casino business, even if we fail to recognize it as a bunch of bureaucrats here in Albany. And the question is doing it right and getting the fair reward for the state and the right regulation for the state. Other states around us are now competing with us. But Susan, it is risky in some ways, and it should only be done if it is going to be done right and properly, and it is independent of the political process. So
does
if we
that,
can do it right, yeah. I would suggest that if we can't do it right, then no.
So does that include, when you say doing it right, does that include, I think you said 90% of the revenue from these casinos would go to education. Would that include a maintenance of effort in terms of, you know, making sure what happened to the lottery aid doesn't happen to the casino stuff?
Yes, the use of the money certainly is important. But even more important than just in this proposal than the use of the money is how you administer the program. I don't want to be involved in casinos if it's going to be politicized. You know, some places have had bad experience with casinos when it's not properly regulated, high enforcement, high screening, high supervision. So if it's going to be a politicized process, the way the legislature, if that's what the legislature wants to do, then I'm not going to recommend it to the people of the state.
So how do you depoliticize something like this? Isn't it, you know, even if you put together some kind of task force or whatever, isn't there always going to be some politics involved?
You know, the some politics in terms of setting policy, where are the casinos, upstate versus downstate regions, how many? But I want to set up an independent gaming commission. People who do not are not interfacing with the politicians, and let an independent authority do it and keep the politics out of it.
And if that doesn't occur, you're saying that you will no longer be pushing for the three casinos in
upstate? Oh, yeah. I've said all along, Susan, I would only recommend it to the people of this state if I was confident that it could be done well and it was going to be done properly. And that part of that is keeping the politics out of it. And if the legislature doesn't see fit to do that, then I wouldn't support it.
There is what about the constitutional amendment? Would you, is that something that you would still like to see pass, the second passage?
Yes, I would like to see. I think it is a good opportunity. As I said, the recognition of the reality that we're in the casino business, right? As opposed to the suggestions that it would be entering a business for the first time. And if it can be done, if it is done independently, I think it could be a great economic boost for regions in upstate New York. I think it's one of the biggest opportunities we have in upstate New York. I think it could be a magnet to bring people from New York City up and introduce them to the state and bring tourism. But it has to be independent. It has to be right. Otherwise, I wouldn't recommend it.
All right. One more question about the casinos. If you get a task force together and they do make some determinations, what kind of criteria would they use to base their decision on?
Well, that should be
in legislation. What kind of criteria would you like them to
use? That can be in legislation. What are the goals? How many jobs? That it is a resort, tourism, regional in nature. That should all be part of the legislation to make sure we are getting the proper private sector bids on exactly what outcome we want. That's for the legislation, but that's policy, not picking locations, picking operators, picking bids.
You did address yesterday during the leaders' meeting the Q poll that came out yesterday, and I wanted to ask you about that, a 15 percentage point drop since the gun control package. You were not surprised, you said. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about that?
Well, it was interesting. Forget the specific numbers, because different polls have different numbers. But the general concept that the issue of guns is a difficult political issue for government, for society, has been for a long time. Poll yesterday said 30% think the bill went too far. 30% think the bill didn't go far enough, right? And the rest think the bill was just about right. But 30% too far, 30% not far enough. So you get the sense that there's strong feeling on both sides. There's a tremendously strong feeling on gun owners that any gun legislation will eventually lead to their losing their gun. And they're sensitive about that, and they're protective of the Second Amendment, and I understand that, and I respect that. So any gun control legislation runs the ire of the people who feel that maybe this is going to affect them and their gun. They are offended by what I did. I understand that. I knew it before I did it. But I'm not here to lead by polls, Susan. We've been taking on the tough issues from the day I was elected. I'm here to solve problems, and I'm here to solve the tough problems. And this is one of them, and I think we made tremendous progress. And at a time when this nation is considering these bills, New York accomplished it, and New York is safer for what we did. The poll also sort of debunked a conventional wisdom among the reporters here that you've heard in the press conferences over and over, that I had a very leftist agenda in my state of the state for this state. And what they missed, frankly, is it's not a leftist agenda. This is a socially progressive state, and I have a progressive agenda. But it is a progressive agenda supported by Democrats and Republicans. There was no left turn. It was overwhelmingly supported by Democrats and Republicans.
Well, I want to thank you so much. I have to go back to Peter and Paul now.
Tell them I said hello. Send them my best.
I will. Thank you so much for checking in, Governor. We appreciate it.